teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever wanted for, a lot more than we have.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Stadtmiller, and out on the left coast, we got...
Hey, it's James Martinez. How are you doing, everybody?
Hey, James. How was your weekend?
Very busy. I guess that's the easiest way of putting it.
I see.
It's very busy, actually. A lot of it having to do with this. So I just want to thank everybody that's emailed in and inquired and everybody that's banding together and everybody that has emailed me about Ron Paul. Yes, absolutely. Go out there. Support him. Support him. Support him. So, how are you?
Frustrated.
Yeah.
I think that's an apt term. Frustrated.
Yeah. What's going on?
I'm just watching stuff, and I'm watching the liar's figure and the figure's lie. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering here, by the way, the news shows, I watch Bloomberg and CNBC to get their latest spin on the on the economy.
Right.
And they had some guy on from Norway today that says, well, you know, since 2001, the dollar has lost 60% against gold, and that would be a good thing to put in your portfolio. They had this guy on and for a segment, and they jumped in and prattled until they went to commercial break just to dump him, get rid of him, because he was actually starting to give an honest assessment on the economy here in the United States.
Is that right? So they just shut him off, cut him out. Go to commercial break. It's an emergency. Somebody's speaking the truth.
They cut his water off and sent him packing. I mean, and it's not too often that they have international guests. They usually have their multi-screen, split-screen gaggle of Wall Street whores up there, you know, trying to tell people what to put their money into. But this guy's calling in from, I think it was either Sweden or Norway. I think it was Sweden. And he was giving an honest assessment. And he was telling everybody how much the dollar's been dropping against the commodities. He started to talk a little bit about oil, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, on speculation that there may be some interruption here. Oil is over $85 a barrel, and they're now predicting by spring you're going to see it 100.
85 now, huh?
85. But the funny thing about this is you're not seeing this increase at the gas pumps.
Right, not yet anyway.
No, not yet.
Right.
But, you know, this is akin. Let me give you an analogy here. I'm a prankster. It's Halloween. I'm eyeballing your car to egg it. Now, you have foreknowledge of this. And, well, your insurance company somehow gets wind of it, and all of a sudden... They send you an emergency email saying, we just upped your car insurance rates. Well, why is that? Because we've heard that somebody is getting ready maybe to egg your car and ruin your paint finish, which is going to mean bucks out of our pockets. It's the same thing they're doing with the oil. They're speculating that there may be interruptions. It's political unrest now. Before it was hurricanes and whatever to do physical damage. Now they're just out there in the speculating market, speculating that things are going to happen. Now, what most people don't understand, oil. Okay, you folks up in the north and the northeast, you better go out and buy some surplus Arctic wear, because it's going to cost you a small fortune to heat your homes. And if you say, oh, well, geez, I don't have oil. Okay, do you have natural gas? You're going to get hit on that one as well. The commodity prices are just going to continue spiraling upwards, and every other associated cost, electricity, I don't care what it is, folks, it's all going up. That's because nobody in this government or anybody associated with this government even dares or cares to tell you the truth. Yeah, I'm a little bit rattled on this Monday because I'm tired of the BS and I'm tired of their lies. We'll take the break. I'll cool off in 3 minutes. We'll be back. James Martinez, John Stadtmiller, Cash Flow.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
One thing that they did today, they did admit that next year there's going to be a 50% increase in the Treasury trying to sell more debt to the planet that doesn't want to touch the American dollar anymore.
Well, I got something of interest right here that I had said that I was going to bring up today, and I got this thing faxed to me this morning. And this is what I'm going to read to you. I mentioned this, I don't know, beginning of last week. This was about, just as what you're mentioning, this is about an alleged debt that somebody's been sued on, where it's not even theirs. It's their relatives of theirs who's been dead for several years, and the credit card company, hence the law firm, hence the bank, have all come in and sued him on a debt that's almost reached its statute of limitations. Okay, so what I wanted to do today, so for people know what type of stuff is out there and what's going on. And when I read these courses of action here, I'm going to explain to you, and most of you are going to understand what's going on when I tell you this. I'm going to cut out the part. This came from, started off from in a collection agency, then went to a law firm back east called Wolpoff and Abramson. They're one of the biggest ones in the U.S. that deal with this type of stuff. So the third cause of action, they've gone through their beginning part, says that the defendant has entered into a credit card agreement, account number blank, with Citibank, wherein credit was extended to defendant and defendant agreed to repay any monies advanced. Well, of course, that would be denied because you've already paid for it the moment you've signed for it. Okay, so that would be the first answer you put there. Of course, it'd be worded slightly different. During the past 6 years, pursuant said to agreement, defendant or persons authorized by the defendant incurred indebtedness through the use of one or more credit cards issued in the name of the defendant under said agreement. Well, of course, that's denied as well because you can't incur indebtedness when there isn't anything that are in debt because the account is already paid for by the signature. So there's no debt there. So that would be denied. Plaintiff has purchased said account for value and is now the owner thereof. Well, if the account has been passed on to a third debt party collector, those are argumentative issues right there. And furthermore, number six, the defendant has defaulted in defendant's obligation under said agreement and there is now justly due and owing to the plaintiff from the defendant as a result of said default, the sum of, get this now, $3,594.86 with interest from such and such a date. So here we go. This is what's going on in this country right now, and it's going to keep going on and keep going on. All of these things, this gentleman, because I believe he did not answer this in time because it wasn't even at his residence. It's a relative's residence. It's already gone into default judgment, so he cannot go backwards on it. But if he had this, just by the things that I mentioned here, you can argue these and you can win because I've seen people do it many times over and over and over again. So I wanted to make sure we got that on the air. I promised on Friday that I would address this issue because I want everybody to hear exactly what happens. There we go.
All right. Three consequences of a worthless U.S. dollar.
There you go.
You can go to
the right there.
dailyreckoning.com if you want to read this. Bill Bonner does these posts and he's spot on. He says, United States emits paper dollars. The dollar has no intrinsic value. Its issuer guarantees nothing. It is merely a piece of paper, a Federal Reserve note. Present it to the Federal Reserve Bank if you want. All you get is another one just like it, nothing more. Still, foreigners are happy to take them in exchange for goods and services. Americans are happy to spend them. Everyone is happy, but quantity and quality vary inversely. At least in the matters of international currency exchange, the more dollars out there and about in the world, the less the ultimate purchasing power each one has. But here is a unique twist that makes the story of global finance circa 2007 such a blockbuster. Many, if not most, nations earn their dollars by selling things to Americans. A falling dollar, meaning a rising local currency, puts the selling economy at a disadvantage compared to the U.S. suppliers, so the local central bank prints up local currencies to buy the dollars, to help drive the dollar up and drive their local paper down. The weaker the dollar, the more local currency they need to print to help boost it up. Result? Money, money, money. Trillions of different kinds of it everywhere, all the colors of the rainbow, and in many languages is babble, and national heroes, emblems, bridges, churches, windows, you name it, etc. Result number two, inflation and asset prices have almost doubled so far this year. I don't see how you can go wrong buying the best houses in England, says a friend of ours who has just bought a place in Cornwall. Rich people from all over the world are coming in. They buy at the top end, and at the top end, there's just not an unlimited supply. There's only so much coastline, for example. It stands to reason that it will become more valuable. But it is result number three that interests us now. A speculative inflation-based asset bubble, should be followed by a correction, a crash, a contradiction, a slump, a vaguely nauseous feeling, or at least a little bad hair day. But maybe even a depression, when, where, how, we don't know. But that's what makes it so interesting. They're speculating on depression. Now, these are the people that you're not going to find on your local snooze program. They're not
That's
gonna,
for sure.
They're not going to be telling you this stuff. Bonner also did another post here, why the U.S. central banks want to create inflation and destroy the U.S. dollar. And he starts out by, and I know you've heard this song, it's the end of the world as we know
right,
it, and
right,
we
right.
feel fine. Yeah. Well, India is booming. China is booming. The latest news, the Middle Kingdom tells us that its trade surplus is rising at a 56% annual rate. Hell, even Argentina is booming. The economy has been growing at three times faster than the U.S. model for the last 5 years. Last week, your editor and his old friend, Doug Casey, We're invited to lunch at the American Club in downtown Buenos Aires. Excuse me. Our hosts were mostly men who have been living and doing business in Argentina for decades. They've seen it all: corruption, hyperinflation, defaults, chaos, riots, depression, you name it. What's the real story down here? We wanted to know. A guy that had been living there from Texas for more than 30 years said, "I wished I could tell you. I've been down here for more than 30 years, and I don't know what's going on. Nobody does." Mm. "I work in the government," said another young man, "and I can tell you, they don't have any idea. It's as an incredible, unbelievable mess. Everything is spin, not substance." So, hey, how's that any different from the United States, asked Doug. "Well, many people come to Argentina for the tango or beef or property values. We come to have a look at the future, whatever damn lies ahead for the United States of America. We have a feeling it has rehearsed down here on the Pampas. Yesterday, the Dow went down a bit, but it could still be in a bullish phase. The index is still near an all-time high, and even the home builders look as though they may be bottoming out. Not that it particularly matters to us, even if the stocks continue to rise in nominal terms, it's of no interest because they are too expensive to be good investments. And when what we care about is real value, not the numbers that follow a dollar sign. In real terms, the Dow has been cut in half since 2000. You used to be able to sell all your Dow stocks and buy more than 40 ounces of gold. Now sell them and you only get enough money to buy 18 ounces. Now, dear reader, the Dow is a fake-out, a sideshow, a distraction. The real drama is in the dollar itself, and the real excitement is in the gold market. This was as of last Thursday. It's up today even more. Gold rose more than 10 bucks to a new high of 758. Oil rose to almost 83 bucks. Well, it's over 85 today. And on the falling dollar, it's just not a speculator's plaything. It is the dollar which almost all Americans' hope and dreams are calibrated by. If the house is worth $300,000, those 300,000 pieces of paper may represent a lifetime's work of past effort, and it may also represent hope for the future repose, pensions, insurance plans, stock portfolios, bonds, everything we earn and everything we spend. It's almost all in dollars. And they say, as we pointed out last week, the dirty little secret of America's advanced capitalism is that it socializes much of the risk and much of the losses. The big banks, big financial houses, or even the little householders get in trouble and the government rushes to their aid. "Here, have some more money," says the Fed. Where's the Fed getting its money from? It's a long story, but it's not a new story. It's a story that was played out in ancient Rome, in the 18th century France, and in 20th century Germany, and is now a long-running show north of the Rio Grande. In effect, central bankers create the money, as Keynes put it, out of thin air. No harm in that, you say. It's got to come from somewhere, except this new money competes with the old money that people work so long and so hard to accumulate. But neither an economy nor a person can tell the difference between a dollar that came from the sweat of one's brow and one that came out of thin air. Now, the result is to...
That's the truth.
Yeah, and the result is to increase the overall supply of the dollars and reduce the value of each and every one of them. That is the phenomenon known as inflation. The consequences of inflation are well known, so is its source, and everybody knows, in other words, who gets killed and who fires the gun. What we add today is just an incriminating detail, the motive. Now, here's the question. Why would the U.S. central banks want to create inflation? Blame Congress. The politicians always want to spend more money than they can raise in taxes. They make the difference up by borrowing, and then the loans need to be refinanced and more loans added, and the whole thing just goes down a lot more easily if there's a little extra money floating around. Or you can blame the consumers. They spend money they don't have on things they don't need. Why do you think they are members of Congress? they too are a lot
there
happy.
There you go.
Yeah, they too are a lot happier when the money is flowing, and when the voters are happy, the politicians are happy. And when the politicians are happy, they don't put a lot of difficult questions to the central bankers, so the central bankers are happy too. Let's face it, everyone is happier when there's a little inflation in the system. Economists even came to believe that inflation helped boost employment and that encouraged consumers to spend. Now, what kind of pretzel logic is that?
Exactly.
Wow. We'll take the break.
That sums it up right there, pretty much.
Yep, pretty much. We'll take the break. We'll take your calls, ladies and gentlemen. 800-313-9443. Any questions about your credit cards, anything we talk about on this program, the phones are open. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Here in a second. By the way, let me give you a little teaser here. Mm-hmm. Second credit crunch set for 2008, when a little over a half $1 trillion in subprime loans are due to reset. Now keep in mind, folks, that this is all the while there is a glut of housing on the market, property values in some areas of the country are holding steady. Most areas of the country, they're declining. That's the law of supply and demand, folks. You have too much of something out on the market, the prices necessarily have to drop. But add into that inflation, job losses. They keep saying, and I keep hearing this lie being repeated, oh, the economy is just fine. Unemployment is at 4.6%. That is a lie. That is a flat-out, not a twisted truth, that is a flat-out lie. Inflation,
all the other thousands of lies.
Yeah, and inflation is running at 11-12%. So all this stuff on top of the commodities such as oil and gas, natural gas and things of that nature, keep eating away at your pocket. The economy is going to continue to go down. And when this next housing bubble bursts next year, there's going to be a lot of sad people in this country. Now, some are saying that that's the beginning of the world depression. Now, there's mixed signals out there, James. On one hand, they're saying that Well, if you're in the global economy, you're in transnational corporations, you're going to be just fine. But everything has been tied to the dollar. This subprime thing has hit worldwide. So don't be caught up in this irrational exuberance about, oh, the European economy is fine and China's economy is fine and everybody's just fine. Yeah, when they start saying
Australia's
that.
Australia's not. I had somebody flew in from Australia that I know that was telling me what's going on over there, and they're getting she does very well there, and she's getting ready to evacuate Australia because of the real estate that issue that's going on there. It's all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so where are you going to move? Where do you think you're going to go? She goes, well, definitely not America. And I, yeah, good thinking.
Yeah.
Good thinking.
Yeah.
Don't come here. Yeah, not a good place to move to.
Well, I'll tell you what, if people are actually bailing out of Australia, how bad are things getting? I mean, they've got their own little universe down there. They operate in their own plateaus and realms down there. They're not. They might speak English, but it's a whole different setup. Tell you what, let's go to the phones here. Diane in Pennsylvania. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you? I'm just calling in because Mr. Martinez has been talking about the education service. The NAES,
mm-hmm.
And I'm a member with them. I just joined several months ago, and I just wanted to say that I am so surprised the education I've been receiving there and still receiving. It's been enlightening me to the gross misconduct of the banking industry, mm-hmm. and the thievery of the Federal Reserve system, what they've done to the American people for almost a century.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a crime what they've plunged the sweat, blood, and tears of almost virtually every citizen from the cradle into the grave into the hands of they're just shameful money changers, and we call them our friendly bankers.
There you go.
And once a person starts opening the doors to the economic education that they get through this program, NAES, it's impossible to avoid becoming passionate about taking back your personal power. Because you can do it, and get your financial future back on track and your financial freedom, and basically calling the banks to the truth.
And
right.
And you, how'd you come about being a member of the NAES?
I found them online. I had Googled. I was searching for some sort of debt relief, and I found them, and I researched it, and it just seemed like the best way to go. And I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I didn't go with credit counseling because that's basically wasting your money too.
Mm-hmm.
The education, basically what it is, you receive a wide range of economic education, and they make it all very understandable to you. And they're always there. They're just an email or a phone call away, and it's just amazing. It's just so empowering, and there's so many links that they provide also to PBS programs and to government documents. It's just so widespread, and just to people like you too.
Diane, imagine if most of the people in this country would know what you now know.
Oh gosh, you know, I tell my daughter. I want to tell my nephew and my niece. It's hard for me not to just start talking about it with people because I'm just so excited to be getting out of debt and to be doing it honestly. And like I said, to be calling the banks to the truth.
And
to be taking back my personal power and becoming so educated. And I'm also a grandmother, so I'm looking forward to teaching my grandson someday.
Uh-huh.
Right.
You know,
good for you.
In this country, it used to be that. Well, and it was until Japan got westernized to the point there the children used to revere their parents and their grandparents. I mean, they hung on their every word,
mm-hmm.
because they knew that's where life experience had already tested itself.
Mm-hmm.
And having gone through experiences in life, what's the best teacher? That's somebody that's gone through it, and better still, that's somebody that loves you. Okay.
Exactly, yeah. And you know what? You know what's so surprising? I understand. I mean, my dad was a World War II veteran, and I'm 50 years old, but I understand now why he always paid for everything with cash.
Tell you what, Diane, hang on 1 second, will you?
Sure.
Okay, we're up against the break. 800-313-9443. If you've not made the phone call to James or emailed him, we're going to tell you how to do that after this break. Get ready to write, folks. It's going to save you a ton of money, and you'll sleep better at night. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Diane, let me ask you a question. Now, you said that you started searching online to get some dead help. First of all, what made up your mind that you needed to do something about this?
Well, I got tired of watching the interest rates go up just because I was a single parent. And I wanted to get out of debt. I mean, I wasn't in, I was making the minimum monthly payments every month. But I knew that this debt that I had, over $10,000, just wasn't where I wanted to be, and I wanted to figure out a way where I could consolidate it, not with a homeowner's loan or anything like that, because I'm just a regular single parent, you know. And I just wanted to get rid of it within a few years. It's a monkey on my back. And basically that's how I started searching around. Sometimes it's embarrassing to talk to people. You know, you say, oh, I live paycheck to paycheck. But then you turn around and you get involved in something like this and you're realizing everybody out there is living paycheck to paycheck, and why? All they're doing is paying off their credit card bills.
That's it.
And why do they have their credit card? Why do they have their credit card bills? Is because they can't afford to go out and get food, or they can't afford to go out and pay a prescription, or maybe they need. And the worst culprit of all, coming around the holidays, and all of the commercials that they have out there. I mean, the commercial that I saw now where you go into a fast food restaurant and they frown upon the guy who's going to give you cash.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just
like I was mentioning earlier.
Yeah,
we've
been talking about that. Yeah. That somehow that you need plastic. And when you use these instruments, these plastic instruments, whether you're using a debit card or you're using a credit card, you lose the meaning of cash.
Yeah.
The only thing that you know is you swipe a card, you get what you want, and then the bills come due.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens when you use that card, as I mentioned earlier, when you use that card, you reinforce and almost hypnotically program yourself to use that card, because the essential feeling between cash leaving your hand and you using it, you know, swiping the card are two different feelings. And when that's reinforced over and over and over again, then people feel as if cash is an issue, like a problem. Like if they use it, then they're really losing something. So that's part of the whole thing.
Now, let me ask you another question here, Diane. How do you listen to the program?
Which program?
This one right now.
Through my iTunes.
Okay, so you're on the net. I would make a suggestion. At least tune in to my other program on this network on Tuesdays from 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I guess that's 5 to 7 your time, with Robert Chapman, the international forecaster. And you will find much, 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 much more information on economic news, which could be of use to you in the future.
Fabulous.
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, Diane, appreciate you being a member of NAES and taking that bold step to take control of your own life.
It's great job. It's been amazing. I mean, I'm not even scared of the phone anymore.
Yeah, and I know that feeling when that phone rings. Okay, who is this now?
No, it's very empowering. I recommend it to anybody out there. It's well worth it.
All right. Well, Diane, thanks for the call.
Thanks for your call. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Appreciate it. Now, that's an existing customer, mm-hmm. and she just ran across us. Mm-hmm. Didn't know we were doing a show.
That's right. So for everybody that's out there that's in a position where, you know, this is what it's like for people that I talk to about this. Like for people that work out, the hardest thing about going to the gym is actually leaving the house. Everything, once they've made the decision, then it seems to be very easy. And people talk about it all the time. Oh, the hardest part of going to work out every day is actually leaving and just getting on with it. It's the same thing with this. When you address this issue and you're ready and you've had enough and you really want to change your life, it requires a massive change internally first. So you understand that all that weight, all that psychological stress and so forth that you've dealt with for months or maybe years before you actually change this is now going to be lifted, and you can start addressing the issue and winning and moving forward and start thinking about prosperity and success and so forth without having to deal with that gigantic lead that's sitting on your shoulder.
Amazing. I mean, mm-hmm. folks, and again, what you have to do is come face to face with this problem that you're having. It's kind of like the alcoholic out there.
Especially, that's very true, right?
Especially the functioning alcoholics.
Mm-hmm.
That, well, you know, I've been told that if I'm really an alcoholic, I'll be drunk all the time and I won't make it to work. And No. It's dependence on something. It is a part of your life that you're convinced that you can't do without.
Right.
And exactly. That's what your credit cards are doing to you right now. They've got you convinced that this is the only way. This is the only way that I'm going to be able to survive is maintaining these credit cards.
And the method in which they convince you, they've got plenty, millions and millions and millions, obviously billions, trillions, of which to condition you and socialize you and get you to think that that's an issue that you need when you don't need it at all.
You really don't. And what people don't realize is when they go through this program, whatever you're paying in credit card amounts right now, whatever fees you're paying, whatever statements that you're forking over, that stops.
Yeah, legally.
Legally, it stops. As soon as you make that phone call, as soon as we get the paperwork in, that credit card harassment stops. They can't call you. Well, they can, but they can get themselves in serious trouble. They can harass you. You are doing, as prescribed by law, you're taking care of your own business. They're just trying to do the business to you. But you've stepped up to the plate, and you're taking charge of your own financial matters.
Yeah, you're essentially asserting yourself with the law onto them, and now the tables are turned, and you start asking them the questions. And you're frozen all your particular, quote-unquote, alleged debt. It freezes, and then you start asking them the questions, and then it begins. And it's from that point that the big psychological shift changes, and people realize what in the world really happened to them, and they can change their life for the better.
And change it you will. What's that number they need to call you at?
877-331-0626. Or they can email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com.
Are you seeing an increase in your emails and phone calls over there?
Yeah, there are a lot of inquiries. A lot of people are getting themselves together now, but there's a lot of inquiries about it, and people that are also calling their local areas to get us picked up on larger broadcast radio-wise. I've got other inquiries about school loans. People are referring students to me. So it's a matter of them lining up their existing issues and deciding how that they want to address them, whether they want to settle them, whether they want to dispute the entire amount and fight the whole thing, what it is that they need to do and the alterations within them to make their lives manageable. And especially students right now. I know all of you out there, if you're new to this program, it's kind of strange. You're in a learning institution, but I guarantee you they're not talking about any of the stuff that we're talking about on here if you're in college. I'm pretty sure of that. And those of you that have a job, you have to go to school, you're stressing out because all your credit cards are piling up while you're trying to exist and get on with your life. This is something that you need to address yourself because those cards are in your name. So you will need to know about it. And it's also something you need to bring up with your university and your parents and the people that you know and trust. Because if you're a student and a bank has come in and you got your first credit card on a campus anywhere in the United States, they stabbed you in the back. They're not only taking your money for you to get your education, but they have allowed these predators to come on campus and abuse you and assault you. Because the idea is they know you're going to be there at least 3 or 4 years. So that's great. By the time you're out of there, they will have raised the amount of their credit limit that which they originally got you, which they're going to come in and say, whoa, we're just starting and we're going to keep it under control. And here's $500. And it seems easy enough. You sign it, you get it in the mail, and now you start creating a relationship. You're building your credit report and all that other stuff. So by the time you get out, if you've got school loans to pay and if you're working your way through college, all these things are part of your life, and you don't have to deal with that. This particular program here, this forum right here, I guarantee you, with anybody that you talk to, they will learn more from here about exactly what's going on, because I'm going to strip the commercials. I'm going to strip all the programming they do. We're going to address the issues right here, and this is a place where you can actually change your life and make it better.
And the only step that's going to be necessary to take this journey is the first one, but that's got to be done by you out there.
Right. And that's exactly right.
You know, I mean, I've never spoken to this Diane woman before. Had you?
No.
No. And here she comes out of the blue. I don't know how exactly she found the program, but there she is. And she said all of what we've been trying to tell the listeners. Yeah, it's a little embarrassing, but get over it to talk about your finances. But that's what we're here to solve, is your financial crisis.
And yeah, this thing is, like John has said, and you've heard me say, you've been cornered, lied to, socially conditioned, and you've been victimized completely from top to bottom. And for some of you that have just got here and just listening, as John's going over the headlines and what's going on, you are the casualties of their screw-ups, and you are the ones that will get all the pressure on you. Like, when they make mistakes, you get a sorry or a letter in the mail. That's it. When you make the mistake, you're going to pay for it, period. And that's how they do it. So for those of you that are tired of that, welcome aboard to the show.
Well, I'm telling you. And nobody is going to do this, folks. You have to do this for yourselves. And everybody, James, is either so compromised or been in this matrix for so long that they are not going to tell you what you need to do right now. Everybody is hoping and praying. This is what they're hoping for, that you just close your eyes, close your ears, and you keep doing what you did yesterday, last week, last month, and the year before.
Exactly.
And they want you in this realm of stupidity. This is the most dastardly thing I've seen ever happen to this country. It's the omission of the truth. And I don't care what newspaper you read. I don't care what newscast you listen to. It's all BS.
Right. The whole thing is when I read and I hear you talk about Ron Paul's not getting enough airtime on TV and they're cutting him out, and anybody even addresses the issue, shut him off, and we're going to go to a commercial programming break here, then you've got a problem everywhere. And this, the good part about this is everybody that's out there that has access to it, I don't care what your background and race, religion, how you got here, what your story is, this, all of you need to come together, because it helps each other when you do this and you begin and go forward. Everybody that's done it before you, they have helped the people that are going to be coming up that are actually doing it. Because the more people that address this, the better it is for everybody.
I'm telling you. And I'll tell you what, we need people out there that know what's going on and aren't afraid to speak the truth. By the way, Ron, you brought up Ron Paul. You don't think they tried to minimize this guy? He got the least amount of time on the CNBC debate. Now, and again, folks, CNBC, oh, that's right. That's where they do most of the financial shows. Ron Paul is on financial committees in Washington, D.C., but they limited him. I mean, they just flat out limited this guy. And, of course, it was Giuliani and even Brownback. Brownback and McCain are so far out of this race that they shouldn't even be up there on the platform.
Right.
They shouldn't even be there. Mm-hmm. Now, and what we've got to do, and I've put in a few calls to some people of how to go after the Republican National Convention. Mm-hmm. Because this country cannot stand one more president that's got his head buried in some elitist foxhole somewhere.
That's so true. Everybody's got to rise up now.
Well, I mean, Hillary Clinton's out there stumping for George Bush, saying, yeah, we need to go into Iran. We need to go into Iran. Are you people paying attention out there? This political quagmire that they have us in, it's another psychological game. That you have so many years of a Republican, and supposedly, well, the next person up should be a Democrat. They should do better, right? I don't care whose butt is pressing the vinyl on what chair in Washington, D.C., folks, it's all the same game. And I don't care what they have in front of their name, D or R or I, it doesn't matter. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it's pretty sad to see. But I also, from the emails I've gotten, I know that lots more people are starting to tune in now and so forth, that all of you that have got this point, it's not a mistake that you've got to this point right now, and you're listening to this radio show and you're talking to other people about it, because everybody knows something's the matter, but a lot of people just don't know how the mechanism and how it's done. So some of this might be new information to you, but it's important that all of you tune in. It's important for you to take action. It's important for you to get very demanding with your local officials. Yeah, get demanding with the networks. Start complaining, because if you're going to go for Ron Paul, you're going to have to do more than just go to the ballot box. You're going to have to get out there and spread the word big time.
Yeah,
big time.
And I swear, just over the money issue and the credit card thing alone, if the majority of the American people knew that information, do you think they would be voting for Hillary Clinton or Mitt Romney or John McCain? Absolutely not.
Let me tell you this. I always forget to talk about this, but I want to let people know this, because I couldn't believe it when it happened. This was like 6 months ago. There's a lot of our boys over there fighting, right? In the war, they've been over there for a long time, their wives are left here. So I got, somebody referred me a lead about somebody that had tons of credit card debt. Her husband is in the service right now, and the credit card company is coming in and crunching the wife of the serviceman, who's out dodging bullets, by the way. But a bank is coming in and can't even cut the woman a break at all. It doesn't care. I mean, this is how insidious these people are. This woman is, her husband's been gone for over a year. She's got about 15 grand of credit card debt. The bankers are closing on her. She's got her being harassed by collectors because she defaulted on one payment because she had four cards. And this, and her husband's out dodging bullets for this country, in theory. So they don't care. They don't care. The banks, collection agencies, law firms, they really don't care what your story is, period. They don't.
It's the most,
you've got to understand that now.
Yeah. It's the most amazing thing. And yeah, I just read a story this morning that, well, Blackwater is actually pulling weapons on U.S. troops over there. God.
Yeah.
And these guys are making, what, 10 times a month what the U.S. soldier is making over there?
Right.
Yeah. And the credit card companies are, well, while you're over there supposedly fighting for democracy,
you're going to have a higher interest rate when you get home.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, your banks are closing in like the vampire at the feast here on your wife.
Exactly.
Home alone. Yeah. Take the break. We'll be right back. Short segment, cash flow, James Martinez, John Statmiller. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
James, for those people out there that are considering doing something about their credit card debt, it couldn't come at a better time.
That's correct.
We've been mapping this thing out, watching the economy, watching the money, watching the debt. We've been watching everything while you've been busy trying to make a living out there with probably too little time to do much of anything. Well, we're going to slow you down a little bit in that rat maze. You don't have to be running as fast. We can eliminate your credit card debt or put a very, very serious dent in it, up to 70%. So if you're sitting out there with $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 or more in credit card debt, do not wait. The time now is to get your financial house in order, because things in the economy are going to be getting a whole lot worse. And while other people are scrambling how to figure out how they're going to pay their mortgage so they can be in their house next month, you will be well on your way. You'll be light years ahead of the panic that's going to ensue with a lot of joblessness going on, a lot of angst, a lot of gloom and doom out there. You're going to be seated in a position better than most people in this country today.
So, remember what I said earlier about the woman that's $400,000 in credit card debt and she can't sell her properties? That's the trickle effect. She's got assets. People want to come in and buy these properties, and the banks won't go through with it. Therefore, she's defaulting on her credit cards, and that's the type of chain reaction all of you are going to get eventually in some form.
That's right. So, folks, do something about it today. Do it today. Don't wait. I don't know what you're waiting for. Wait broke the wagon down, as my mama used to tell me. 877-331-0626 or email James at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com.
Right on. Everybody that's out there, if you can, go see that movie, Maxed Out, the movie. Go see In Debt We Trust. Rent them, watch them. Also, look at Aaron Russo's film. That's pretty much, after you've watched that, that'll pretty much, the hammer goes down on that and you'll understand what's going on. But if you want even more information on what's going on, those two movies will address it right away and you'll get to see the entire thing. And you'll be really glad that you have a way to resolve it.
Absolutely.
Yes, and thank you very much for the gentleman that faxed to me his complaint. I wanted everybody to hear exactly when they sue somebody, if they sue somebody, what that means. And what all of you realize now, that the credit cards monetize your signature and they create the money out of thin air. Now, knowing that, when you hear me discuss this first cause of action and the second cause of action, what they're suing over, and the fact that this debt is from a gentleman that's not even alive anymore, and they've taken it on the end of the statute of limitations, and the debt, the amount that they have on here isn't even the correct amount because they're adding interest in late fees and God knows what other hidden costs into this particular complaint while it's happening, and as well as court costs to the guy that's having to deal with this. So that's the type of mentality that you're dealing with, and that's what you're up against from these people out here. So I wanted everybody to get that firsthand. So I want to thank the guy for faxing that in. And
By the way, did the guy get a hold of you from L.A.?
Which one from L.A.?
Well, the guy that was on the program last Friday.
Oh, yeah, he has.
Good deal.
I have more on that. And there's thanks to everybody that's listening. There's a lot of developments that are going to help everybody in the long run here.
All righty. Well, folks, it's Monday. Remember this. Any day spent vertical is a blessing.
Right on.
Now, another day spent vertical is a blessing, but if you're being weighted down at the drawers here by debt, stop doing that. There's a way to get out of it. 877-331-0626 or email James at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com, and I will see you tomorrow, sir.
Right on. Have a great day, everybody.
All righty, James. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
It's true.